This is ContactTalkRadio.com. Consciousness in action. And you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Ping.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. That would be me, your host, Sarah Wiseman. Today, we are going to dive deeply into some of the more interesting ideas of spiritual intuition, and we're going to talk about why living from your soul releases all fear. Living from your soul releases all fear, and certainly this year, last year, and maybe for lots of us, many years have been filled with lots of fear. Depending on where you live in the world, your fears are going to be different. Some people are facing physical fears. Some people are facing financial fears. Some people are facing emotional fears, but whatever we're facing, it's all the same. There's no differentiation in that feeling of anxiety and that adrenalized rush that comes into our body, and sometimes that chronic anxiety that we feel when we're having fear all the time. So today I want to talk a little bit about how taking a more spiritual approach and understanding yourself from that perspective can really alleviate as this sort of attachment to fear as a go-to emotion. We are, of course, it's Free Readings Tuesday today. You can call in to 844-390-8255. That's 844-390-8255, and I would be happy to answer any question about your psychic or spiritual development, about what's going on in your life from soul perspective. These free readings are my gift to you. It's really hard to get a reading with me now. We're completely booked out, and I'm so busy teaching that is where the focus of my time is going. So I want to make sure I have a way that I can offer this to you guys, at least in some limited fashion. So Free Readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255. And if you would like to study with me, I teach all aspects of spiritual intuition. We have two ways. We have the self-study courses, which are just $15. Right now we are, as a group, working through the Family Karma Project, which is on the website, sarahwiseman.com. And we're also having the last call today for Intuition University Summer Semester. And these are the groups that I teach directly by distance. Thank you, COVID. And they are just these really deep dives, and you can be a beginner, but a lot of the people that show up to this work are super advanced. They're readers with established practices. They're holistic healthcare providers. They're psychiatrists and psychologists and doctors and business people and all kinds of people. So people who want to learn this way of looking at the world and opening their spiritual self and opening their psychic self. So again, go to the website, sarahwiseman.com. Again, Free Readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255. So I do want to talk a little bit before we go to our callers. If you are a person who has the feeling of fear a lot, this can become chronic. And anxiety is more of a jittery energy, sort of a searching energy. How can I fix this? But fear is a deeper feeling. It's got more of a sense of despair to it. And if this has begun to pervade your life, and certainly this past year, 2021 and 2020, have certainly brought this forward. One way that I approach it is, first, I try and clear my body. I can do this energetically through meditation. I can do this by listening to a very high vibrational music, some kind of mantra or something along those lines. I can chant. I can use techniques that will break up the obsessive thought looping that's going on in my head. I can also do something as simple as, some of you guys do yoga. A lot of you guys do yoga. I like to just do stretching. I like to have my own version of stretching where I just ask my body what needs stretching. And I do that process for a half hour, an hour, whatever it takes, until all of that is released, all of that pent up holding on or contraction, it just moves to a flow state. So you let the body know that it can relax by doing these techniques, even as simple as breathing, this breath that we do in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth. And doing that enough times resets the parasympathetic nervous system. So you've got some tools. Stepping into nature often will clear this emotional chatter, this electricity going on, this high alert state that you're in with fear. And then, of course, we ask fear a couple questions. Is it here? Is it with me right now? Is it now? Is it happening in the present moment? Or am I having fear from the past or fear of the future? Is it real? Like, is this just in my head, just future thinking of thoughts that, well, may not ever even happen? And is it mine? A lot of you guys, so beautifully empathic and sensitive, right? And so somebody else is afraid, and then, we pick up on that. It just embeds in ourselves. And so paying attention to these questions, is it here? Is it now? Is it real? And is it mine? Are all a quick way to do this checklist of reverting back to the here and now. Are you okay right this minute? And relaxing into that state, into that nowness where everything is okay. Sometimes when everything is not okay, we can also relax into that remembered state of calm and just hold that vibration and be in it. And this can help in true situations of actual adrenalized, actual danger. But a lot of stuff is in our heads. A lot of stuff we're picking up from social media, or we're hearing somebody else talk about it, and we spiral out completely, and it's all imaginary. It's not real. It's just like myths or mirages. So we don't have to attach to that. We can be in the present moment, seeing how we are right now. The other thing is, when you are facing fear, remembering that we are infinite souls. So me as a soul, I've had lots of lifetimes, many lifetimes, not all illustrious, I'm sure. We've done all kinds of things as infinite souls. We've been in wars. We've been captured. We've been in violence. We've committed violence. We have been in really dangerous situations. We have, in past lives, we have died in different dangerous situations. And so we kind of look at this as, here's this one life. We've been through so much already, and we will have future lives in which we're going to go through different variations of the same soul lesson. So we can trust that in our infinite nature, this little piece is just the tiniest little bit of our conscious experience. And our conscious experience has no end. I know that this seems like a lofty idea when you have a lot of anxiety or a lot of fear, but understanding your infinite nature helps us have perspective on the day-to-day small issues or the future thinking anxiety that isn't really real. We can just release it. We don't have to have fear from the past because it's gone. We don't have to have fear for the future because it's not here. Right this moment, we can do those checking, you know, is it here? Is it now? Is it real? Is it mine? We can also understand, like, whoa, I've been through so much in this lifetime, in past lifetimes. I'm a strong soul, right? And so are you. We have the ability to get through anything. And understanding that these experiences are part of an infinite part of consciousness is very helpful. So learn why living from your soul releases all fear. That's what we're working on today. We'll do a little bit more of that later on. So let us go. We have free readings Tuesday. We're going to go to the phones. Anyway, you can call in. Lines are clear. 844-390-8255. 844-390-8255. And let us start with Cheryl from North Carolina. Cheryl, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, welcome. What can I help you out with today?
Well, it's an excellent topic. I think I don't necessarily have a lot of fear. I think I'm doing a good job through the pandemic with that. But I do have worry that I'm headed in the right direction and that I'm hearing my guidance clearly. So I'm wondering if you can give me a message of how Spirit thinks I'm doing, and am I hearing them clearly, and especially in the area of creativity?
Yeah, I wonder... When was the last time that you felt when you were like on fire with knowing what to do? Do you remember a time in your life when it was just clear and you were moving ahead? Think of that and tell us a little bit about when that was.
Well, I'm laughing because I really think that happened during the pandemic for me. Uh-huh. I've been journaling for a lot of years, and I was just really noticing. It's not uncommon for me to hear music in the background when I'm journaling, but it was just happening a lot. Music with lyrics, and I couldn't figure out why. You know, I'd write it down, but what is that? So what happened was, I ended up starting a blog, which I could have never have guessed I would be blogging. And the blog is doing a spiritual interpretation of some very classic songs.
Nice.
And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I could have never imagined. And I love it because not only do I love lyrics, and very clever lyrics where sometimes the meaning is kind of hidden.
Right.
But I love solving riddles and problems and mysteries. And so while I'm working on these pieces, it just comes to me what certain parts of the lyrics mean. And I'm just like amazed, and I love it.
Well, you're like participating in an entirely So there's the poetry of the lyrics, and there's also the puzzle of the music itself, which is sort of a poetry of tone that creates an emotional response. And so you're combining those two, which is pretty awesome. When you say you hear the music, do you hear it in the room or do you hear it in your mind's ear? It just starts playing in your mind's ear.
Well, when I'm journaling or receiving a message from spirit, I hear it in, sometimes it's as if someone's whispering to me, but it's just kind of in my head, I guess.
And so I'd
be writing the messages, but then certain song lyrics would be playing in the background of what I'm receiving from them.
So when you talk about being unsure of where to go creatively, what's arriving right now? Like, and maybe it's not fully formed, but what is arriving? Where do you feel? What are you receiving? Like, here's where I think I'm going. What is that?
I receive so many different ideas that sometimes I don't know which way to go. I have something something that came to me, and it's called Falling Leaves, where those on the other side come and kind of tell me their story. It's not like a real lengthy story. They're basically telling me what they loved most about life.
Nice.
Beautiful stuff. And so it's almost as if, well, I won't even say it's almost as if, because this is what I received in a message. I'm a psychopomp in the way that they're okay on the other side, but I'm also helping them when I receive these messages. And I just gather them in a notebook. I don't know, maybe they'll become something one day. But I'm sitting here looking around, and like all the creative ideas they bring to me, even images to use for logos, I have like on display around me, so that, you know, I know that all of this will become something. And I think the worry isn't so much that I don't have a connection, because definitely I have a connection. The worry is I'm trying to figure out, I've gone through my savings during this pandemic, and I'm going, okay, something's going to happen.
So now we're down. So there's two. The worry is not the creativity. The worry is how to focus on the spiritual creativity, we'll call it, and also have the practical, the practical stuff hold up so that you can keep doing it.
Right.
So even just having that correct question to the universe, like, universe, I love this. This is my focus. This is what I want to do. And please show me how to access funding. Please show me how to access funding. And that's an entirely appropriate question, because the universe knows you have to survive, right? And the universe knows that you won't be able to do your work if you're in survival mode. So clarifying on that question, what you're really asking is, I'm clear on my path, and how practically, universe, show me the practical step. And I think that this will allow you to get really clear guidance that will be, because right now you've got the questions combined a little bit. The other thing is, you can also ask, since you're kind of a channel to all these departed, and I agree, they are all fine, but it's like we talk about in this work, we'll have our windows open. And when we have our windows open, the departed all just wander around like, who's got their window open? Let's go visit them. And you ask the departed, like, say, hey, you guys were practical people on the earth. Use your departed network and figure something out for me, because I want to keep serving this project or this communication. Yet I also have these things. I sometimes tell this story, like, long ago, when I was just beginning this path, I had just gotten divorced from my first husband, and I had three kids, and 1 month I had $300. That was it. And, you know, how could that work, right? And yet odd things happened. I found money on the street. I received the weird insurance check. You know, like bit by bit, the universe just started to drop the funding there. And then the next month, I only had $300. And the same thing happened. So if you're on track with what you're supposed to be doing, which you are, you know, this stuff's going to work itself out. It's no problem for the universe to figure out a way to support you. Then the final thing I wanted to say to you, Cheryl, is like sometimes when we get a blog going, it's really focused. But I don't think there'd be any harm in you having two blogs, or you having on Mondays you talk about lyrics, and on Wednesdays you talk about these messages from the departed. You don't have to limit it when you're having so much come through. You can address both, and that will be pretty interesting for people. Yeah, like don't just like, oh, I started the blog about this, but you can have, you can explore everything that you're experiencing. Anyway, thank you for calling. It's really interesting what you're doing. I sure appreciate it. So thank you for that. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for the help.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the universe is, so lines are free. Go ahead and call in if you'd like a free reading, 844-390-8255. Lines are open, so you'll get in, 844-390-8255. Whenever we're called in this way to participate in a creative project or a spiritual project or an intuitive project, the universe supports the awakening of everybody. And be specific, ask your guides for specific ways, like, how do I support this practice? How do I do it? And then watch as things line up, because you will be supported. And looks like we have Steffi from Toronto. Steffi, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Sarah. It's great to be here again and hear your voice. And
Steffi, it's funny because go ahead. Right before I saw your name come up, I was just thinking about you. So we're in tune once again. What can I help you out
That's
with?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you helped me out a lot, as you know, in the middle of COVID and listening to the souls yearning to get clear on what I had to offer and bring in all my unconventional viewpoints. So I'm feeling really good about it. I got an intern who's going to be helping me, and I think I'll get clear. Here's my one question, Sarah, at this time. With my Gemini brain, I can sometimes go to the fear-based, should I get a counseling certificate as well? Because sometimes you can help more people if you have a counseling certificate. And I'm doing a lot of mental health work in the terms of my presentations. But is that the fear brain? Or should I just keep going to the soul? I'm on the right track. I don't need to get certification.
Well, what's so interesting is we've discussed like many different options for you. And this is the first one where I felt like, oh, yeah, that's like an obvious, you know, you'd be so great at that. You don't really need the certificate to do readings and so forth and coaching. But if you wanted to go a little deeper with a deeper kind of healing, wow, you'd be great at that. So I think the answer I'm giving is not so much certificate or no certificate, but yes, Steffi, working with people is a perfect match. It's just the
okay, going to the mental health piece, Sarah, just because the certification, if I wanted to work for a not-for-profit instead of the law firm on the side, I could say I'm a certified counselor. If I took the certification.
And you would bring so much to the clients that you would work with. So I feel like that's this really beautiful piece of the compassionate heart and the gift for communication, which you have both in, you know, bucketful. So I think that would be really interesting. Yeah.
Sarah, yes. finally, right? There's a suggestion I make that you're like, you think it's on the right path.
Yeah, I'm sorry to have kept saying no in the past, but nothing really gelled, but this feels like a fit. So, yeah.
Okay, well, I will move towards that, and I'll be working with the intern to get clarity on the brand I have now, which will be, is really good. I know just having someone help me clean up my stuff online will help me feel clear ahead in what I offer in speaking and coaching. And then the counseling will be the other piece.
Right. And Steffi, how old are you again?
54. I'm going to be 55 on June 7th, Sarah.
Yeah. So I think around this time in the 50s, everything gels. So this is perfect. This feels like perfect timing for bringing it all together. So I'm really happy for you. It's really nice to talk to you. I'm going to let you go because I do have other people on hold and I want to make sure I can help them. But thank you and good luck. It's exciting.
Thank you. Yeah. All the best.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, Steffi's an example. I don't know how long I've known her, but the keeping going, keeping trying, you know, and trying to, and then boom, suddenly it just becomes clear, like how to use my innate gifts in one direction. And that's been a great thing for her. We do have some callers. Let's see, we've got Ami from Michigan. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Is it Ami or Amy? I can't quite tell from the...
Amy.
Okay, good. And I think we've talked before, probably, have we?
No, actually. Oh,
okay, there's a different...
A while.
Good. No, that helps me because... Okay, so what can I help you out with or what's on your mind today?
Sorry, I'm nervous.
No, don't be nervous. No, don't be nervous.
Thank you.
I'm nervous because I think my dog's going to come in the door and I'm nervous because then I'll have to get up and close the door. Anyway, don't be nervous. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. So basically I've been in Michigan for most of the pandemic and I'm going back to New York City this weekend because that is where I have lived for the past 10 years and that's where I have my full-time job. And I'm just calling in because there's a big part of me that wants to quit my job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wrestle with this all the time. I have student loans to pay and other expenses. So I've never before felt like I could afford to quit my full-time job. And it's been great for me because it's allowed me to stay secure and stable and pursue things that I care about outside of that job. But yeah, I'm really just feeling so much resistance going back, and I wrestle with this, and I talk to everybody about it, and at the end of the day, I try to turn it over, and I try to, you know, tell the spirit world or God or whatever, to just let me know what to do when the right time is. And so far I'm not getting any clear sign that this is the time to pull out, but I just wanted to, I don't know, get on here and see if you had anything to offer.
Where would you live in New York? Do you have that all set up or how does that work?
My lease on my apartment is expiring at the end of this month, and I'm thinking of moving in with my boyfriend. Starting June.
The pandemic has changed a lot for a lot of people, and what I'm receiving for you is it's not even, you would have come to this place about New York, pandemic or no pandemic, Michigan or no Michigan. This was building already. You just couldn't see it as clearly when you were actively in New York doing it, you know, because you were so distracted and busy and so forth. But this step back to a different environment, a different way of working has allowed you to kind of look at it. And I would absolutely trust the resistance. It's no random thing that you're lease is up at the end of the month. It's almost like one last chance to go back and be like, oh, no, I don't want this. Nope, this is not the reality that I want to be in anymore. How do you feel the relationship? Is the relationship also in question? Do you feel you're not certain about that too? Is that part of this?
I do have my doubts about the long-term portion, like part of the relationship, but when I ask myself today, you know, do I want to be in this? My answer is yes.
Mm-hmm. So this is giving...
I mean, to answer your question, yeah, there's some doubt there, but it's also an active choice for now.
Yeah. It's like my sense is it's a good person, but it may not be the match. It may not be the right fit for you. I'm not getting a lot of red flags about the person. It's just it may not be the fit. So these things are coming together, right? You've got the end of the month. You've got where would you live? And you're being asked to kind of step back and really assess what you want. And what I'm receiving is that you don't want either of these. You don't want to go back to the work. You don't want to go back to New York, and you want to take a step back from the relationship, certainly not moving in when you're uncertain, and just kind of see what's there. So this is a big gift, because otherwise you'd be hurtling back to everything, and that doesn't feel like what the universe is trying to do for you. The universe is trying to get you to step back and look at where your heart really is. So my suggestion would be, if you do end up going to New York, you're going to see really quickly that just like that's not where you want to be. I don't know if it's that you've outgrown it, or that experience is done, or you're ready to move on to new things, or maybe all of those together. But sometimes things are just complete, you know, we did them and then they're just over. We're meant to do something different. So that's what I'm seeing. Yeah. Hard to face change, and it's hard to decide when you don't know what's ahead. But if you trust your resistance, that's a really good sign of what you really feel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, I'm going to let you go because I've got other people on hold, but stay with it. Feel all your feelings. You know, it's a lot of probably is going to come up right now, actually. And just kind of trust what your heart is saying, because that's where you're really at. And that's following that is going to lead you to your highest potentiality. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is so hard when things complete and we just don't know what to do next. And, you know, we got to make choices. And yet, when things are complete, that's just where it is energetically. It means something else is ready to take shape. Something else is going to be happening. So for me, what I do now is... the moment I get that feeling of that resistance or that of completion or not wanting to do something, I look at that face on, head on, and just ask the universe, what am I receiving? And I look at this, again, we were talking about fear earlier, I look at it without fear, without fear. I think we have some more callers on hold for Free Readings Tuesday. Looks like we have Deborah from Boston. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. What is on your mind today, or what can I help you out with?
Okay. I'm going through, actually I'm not going through, I'm going to be going into a, we'll call it a procedure, this coming Friday. And I've had procedures before. you know, like surgeries, gum surgery and things like that, you know, but for whatever reason, I'm extremely nervous about this. Would you be able to kind of feel into a reason why?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So your procedure's going to be fine. So outcome, fine. What you're experiencing is almost like the dregs or the memory of how we all know how horrible it is to have any kind of surgery or, you know, stitches or getting anything. It's awful, right? It's just awful. And so I think that the anxiety that you're feeling is actually going back to almost like a past trauma, a past procedure that you are now remembering, like, oh, really? I thought I was done with these. So what I think would be useful, it's so interesting you're talking about this because what I would do is go into meditation and ask your body, where is the fear, like in your body? And just like talk to those cells and say, hey, you know, how is everybody doing? What are you afraid of? I had some surgeries back years ago, and I still feel everything worked out fine, but I still feel the trauma in my body, like my body screaming, don't let this happen again. And I feel like it's something like that. So meditating and just allowing your body to say like, oh, we don't want to do this. It's not that the procedure is going to go badly. It's going to go fine. It's just that you need to talk to your body and let it know it's going to be okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. I guess, so lately I've been hearing everyone who is in my age bracket who has to go in for procedures. Everyone's got this fear about the procedure. And I've had procedures before and I've never had fear, but maybe because the age thing, because everyone feels if you're at a certain age, a procedure is more dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also the whole COVID situation has created an entire fear about going into a healthcare setting. You know, like we're gonna, you know, have. So I think that you are remembering past trauma and you are picking up other people's fear. And if you connect with your guides and just say, look, I'm doing this in trust. Is it going to be okay? I think you'll resoundingly hear, yes, what you're picking up is the past and other people. And just actively release. And then the other thing is when you go into the place for the procedure, just put yourself in a meditative state and just connect your guides as much as you know, even if you're having some kind of anesthesia or something, just before you go in, connect and be in that state of highest vibration, in peacefulness and love and gratitude. And that's just a beautiful way to sort of hold your vibrational state at the highest level, you know, while everything's happening.
Well, thank you so much. That's more than likely something that I really needed to hear.
yeah. You're going to be fine. It's just, it is kind of scary. And also, once you've been through it, you know, there's going to be some the doctors say discomfort, right? And afterwards, it's like, I know what discomfort means, horribleness, but it's okay. It'll be just over soon enough. So, hey, Deborah, thank you for calling to the show. I wish you the best. It'll be okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Yeah. The body holds all trauma, right? The body holds all abuse. The body holds all injury. The body holds all surgery. And when we're not aware, we keep just hold it, and then something comes up, then the body's like, I don't want to repeat that. And so we got to actively talk to the cells, the same way you would talk to a friend, talk to the organs, talk to the fascia, talk to every part, talk to the energy around you, and just like ask it, how am I doing? How are you guys doing, cells? And just see what they need. We've got a couple more callers for Free Readings Tuesday. Let's see who's next. Just waiting to figure out who is next on hold. And we have Allie from Kansas. Allie, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What can I help you out with?
I'm glad I got into you.
Yeah. What can I help you out with today?
So I just wanted to see what you, I'm in a new relationship and it feels completely different. And, I just wanted to know what you could tell me about that or, yeah.
Yeah. How does it feel different? What feels different?
I think our connection feels a lot stronger than I've ever had before, but okay. I kind of just about, that it does, it feels amazing. And I did get like a lot of signs that this was a good person for me, but I just also wonder, you know, I've just kind of heard that before. When like the guy comes in and I don't know, sweeps you off your feet and everything happens really fast, it's not really the guy for you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it feels. But
yeah, Allie, I'm getting that too.
Mm-hmm.
I would look at, and this may not be the case, but the warning bells are going off for me also. I would look at mm-hmm. online something around emotional abuse cycle or dating a narcissist possibly could be some code words to put in, or narcissist empath. And if you see that cycle of mm-hmm. sweeping off your feet, lots of gifts, saying I love you, wanting to spend all the time with you, it seems too good to be true. then you had a problem and you need to like break up with that person, because the way that a relationship that's going to last happens is there's usually just a friendship. Not even intimacy at mm-hmm. all. And it's very slow. You can take all the time you need. There's that feeling. The feelings would be of safety, comfort, and trust. Like, in addition to it, attraction, but there's going to be safety, comfort, and trust. And if those aren't at the forefront, I would take a step back and, again, Google those things I just mentioned and see if those patterns fit you. There's nothing worse okay. than getting with an emotional abuser or getting with a narcissist. There's just, it's so bad. So even if they're super mm-hmm. attractive and there's a lot of energy between you, there's nothing worse. So you don't need that in your life. I'm glad you called. Take another look and let your eyes be open, because I don't think this feeling different is a good sign on this person. It just feels very sticky, and you still have the chance to get out cleanly and easily at this time. Sorry.
Okay, so I do have. Yeah, no, that's I'm sure that there's a reason that I wonder that. I've dated somebody like that in the past, and this it does feel completely different than that, but. I guess they don't have to all feel the same.
Yeah, it feels like it's a different form, but the same pattern. So, and you can maybe you look at it and you're like, no, this is okay. Then take a step back, give it time, put your boundaries up, mm-hmm. and just see how that person responds. If they can't go slowly, if they can't respect your boundaries, then there's a problem. You know, if they can't give you time off, if they always have to be there, like, no, they need to respect you as a person. And if you take that step back and they are getting pushy or getting abusive or getting angry, then you see that there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you. That's really good advice.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Wish you the best. Thank you. Yeah. Allie brings up.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Allie brings up one of the classic situations that people all over, it's mostly women with men. It doesn't have to be, but just like this empath, which is most of us, we're so sensitive and accepting, just, you know, eager to make everything harmonious. And then we get a narcissist coming in, right? And they just take advantage and mislead us and so on and so on. So be aware of this pattern, right? Because it'll save you so much grief. Safety, comfort, trust, security, all of these, partnership, equality, these are the things that we want to have in a relationship that can really be a partnership. Okay, we've got Nicole from Ohio. Nicole, welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much. So it's pretty funny. When I do call in, it has to do with what I'm calling in about your theme for the day. So with the whole fear, you know, trying to live your life without fear and just knowing that everything is as it should be and there's nothing to fix.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling about my son. I am scared to death for his future. I'm scared with his behavior, and the path that he's going down right now. He's only 14, but he's having a really tough time, and I'm very fearful for him. I worry about him 24/7. It's breaking my heart. So I wanted to see if you saw anything, if he's going to be okay. Do I need to worry about him?
What do you know about any past trauma that he had when he was a child? What do you know?
I know that me and his dad divorced very, very early on, and I used to travel, so he would stay with him. As far as that, that's really all I know. I know the daycare called one time and said he had bruises on his butt, and it wasn't from me. And when I talked to him, when I confronted the dad about it, he said that he didn't do anything.
Yeah, so my feeling is that the behavior now is based on a past trauma, which it could be emotional, physical, or sexual. I'm not sure. It could be more than one person, but he needs to get this stuff worked out with a therapist, so that he can go forward. Like, if this doesn't get cleared, the guilt and shame and anger keep going. But if you can step in and get him into true therapy, that will open everything up. It's not sometimes it's about, you know, their friends are bad influence, or they're doing drugs, or they're watching too much game time or whatever. But this is about past trauma, and he's just got to clear it. And that would be in therapy. So he will, kicking and screaming, not want to go to the therapist, but just have him go anyway. And some stuff will be revealed that he can process. You might not even know about it, but he'll be able to process some deep feelings that he's been holding in for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't exactly tell what it is, but the dad is definitely a part of his issue. And I think.
And I actually, I know I am too. Me.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean,
it would definitely be me.
It's all of us together, right? You know, like, the family dynamic is a cesspool of dysfunction practically all the time, which is okay. We're doing the best we can. So yeah, just get him into some therapy and that will start to create a new way of communicating and relating, and you'll start to get some parenting skills that are new, because parenting a teen is a whole different ball of wax than parenting a child, you know. So this will not be wasted money or time or any of it. You'll be like, oh, thank goodness I did that. It was like, that saved us. So
okay,
give that a try. But don't be afraid. All this darkness is going to come to light and be shining a light on it. It'll get better. It'll get better. But got to just shine the light on now before he gets any older and gets into any more issues. Because he's just crying out for clearing this past trauma. So,
you know. Okay.
Hey, Nicole.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. All good. Hey, thank you, everybody. So, everyone, we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll be here next week with Sarah. Those of you who want to find out about my work, go to sarahwiseman.com. I've been doing this for a really long time, and tons of courses, self-study courses, $15. Right now, we're working on the Family Karma Project, but I think there's 33 courses that you can take. And it's last call for Intuition University summer semester if you want to study directly with me and learn all about spiritual intuition. Everybody, thank you, and I look forward to being with you next time. Thanks for listening.